From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
And I'm Annette John Hall.
Annette, I feel like you might be coming at today's show with a little more knowledge of the subject than me, but I'm going to try to hang in there.
Shai, it seems like I've been getting my hair done and my nails done for as long as I can remember. But today, we're talking about cosmetology.
No, you're right on time, girl. Come on in. Everybody, this is Lynn. Lynn is one of the baddest hairstylists to ever set foot out of Augusta.
Blue Ridge,
Georgia. She got mad skills. The girl is talented. She's going to be working here in the shop with us.
So that's a clip from the film Beauty Shop, which I confess I've never seen, but I have seen its male counterpart, Barbershop.
What I'm saying to you is that black people need to stop lying.
Say something.
There's three things that black people need to tell the truth about.
One,
Rodney King should have got an ass beat for driving drunk and being grown in a Hyundai.
Gotta love Cedric the Entertainer.
Yep, there's some real talk that goes on in the barbershop. But recently, we came across a real dilemma in this business of barbering and cosmetology. Both barbers and cosmetologists in Pennsylvania need to be licensed by the state.
But unlike barbers, cosmetologists need to show not just that they're good at their jobs, but that they're good all-around people.
But what that means can be pretty vague, and the state board that grants licenses can reject applicants without much of a reason.
Now a lawsuit seeks to change that.
Today's show, Tangled Up in the Process.
WHYY reporter Trinae Nuri has been looking into the complaints regarding Pennsylvania's Board of Cosmetology. So, Trinae, I know this may sound pretty basic, but mostly for my own benefit, because I don't use these services very much. What is a cosmetologist?
Sure. So a cosmetologist is anyone who's getting paid to do some sort of beautification or embellishment of the hair, of human hair, such as arranging, braiding, dressing, curling, any use of chemicals. So it includes a lot.
So you can also get a limited license for something called an esthetician. What's an esthetician?
So an esthetician is someone who tweezes your hair, gives you a facial, or applies makeup.
So how does somebody become a cosmetologist in Pennsylvania?
Sure. So in Pennsylvania, you have to do training at a beauty school, a licensed beauty school. And then you have to have a certain amount of hours as an apprentice. So you got to be on the floor, be behind a licensed teacher.
So you followed one person who went through this process. Her name is Courtney. Tell me a little bit about Courtney and her background.
So Courtney Havman, 26, she's from Yardley, Bucks County.
I was working in a tanning salon for about 3 years, and I finally found something that I was really passionate about, and I wanted to take it further.
So she wanted to learn how to tweeze and do facials and just make money for herself.
And I was just Googling skincare careers, and I found that there's a local school that was nearby that I would be able to take courses during the day and gain hours to obtain a license to be an esthetician.
And so she decided to go to cosmetology school.
Yeah, she went to Bucks County School of Beauty.
And I loved it. And I had a great time at school.
She did all of her hours. She even was able to get a job if she passed her test.
Kind of a provisional job as long as she passes the cosmetology test.
Right.
So she went through this program. She went to take her test, and then what happened?
And that's when she hit a roadblock. She had to disclose her criminal history, and that's when the cosmetology board denied her the ability to take the test.
It made me feel heartbroken, crushed.
So what was her criminal history?
She had several misdemeanors. At this point of her life, before working at the tanning salon, she struggled with a lot of substance abuse.
Alcohol consumed my life the second that I found it.
She had a DUI, illegal possession of drug paraphernalia, 2 counts of simple assault, and disorderly conduct.
I thank God daily that I found a 12-step fellowship that I'm able to have a daily reprieve from addiction and alcoholism.
So it turns out that the Pennsylvania State Board of Cosmetology has this requirement under the law that you have to have this thing called good moral character.
I got a letter in the mail, a denial letter, claiming that I have lack of good moral character and that it's a law requirement to be eligible to take the test.
What is the definition of good moral character?
Well, that remains the question. In 2017, Governor Wolf commissioned a report that looked at the process of licensing in Pennsylvania. And it says that good moral character is vaguely defined and that each board in Pennsylvania can determine what that means.
So, Trinae, what does the board say about having a criminal record? Does that automatically disqualify you?
Part of applying for a license, you have to pay for a criminal background. Like if you were an accountant, they would want to know if you did some type of fraud, right? So what the State Department and the Bureau of Professional and Occupational Affairs is saying is that just because you have a criminal history does not mean that you'll be denied, but they want you to feel confident enough to just apply anyway. And then they'll take in consideration several factors, like the seriousness of the crime, the dates of the crime, the age of the person applying for the license, and the age of the victims. They'll also look at references about your character. If you can prove that you've turned over a new leaf, that you're being a positive person in society.
So what did the board say about how, you know, they evaluated Courtney's moral character?
Well, Courtney told me that once she got the initial denial, the board told her it's because of her convictions.
I sent back an appeal letter and I sent a personal letter describing who I am.
They told her to get court notarized documents.
And I paid for court certified documents. I sent them back to the boards of cosmetology. I also paid for my own background check just to make sure and clarify what was, you know, exactly to be seen.
She told me that she wrote personal, heartfelt letters to describe the type of person she was.
And that I have changed my life around.
She even enrolled in Alcoholics Anonymous.
And I also had people in the 12-Step Fellowship write letters of words of encouragement and sent those letters along in the papers.
But she still was denied.
So, Trinae, is this the only profession with this good moral character clause?
No. Professions like nursing, crane operators, pharmacy, funeral directors, social workers have similar clauses.
We should note that while a bunch of professions do have good moral character clauses, barbering, which is a predominantly male profession, which is pretty close to cosmetology, does not have this clause.
Correct.
So Courtney, along with another plaintiff who was denied because of the good moral character clause, have filed a lawsuit. What does the lawsuit say?
They say that the good moral character requirement is unconstitutional and that it blocks their ability to work.
These laws are making things worse.
Andrew Ward is an attorney at the Institute for Justice, which is arguing the case for the plaintiffs.
If you do your time and pay your debts to society, people shouldn't get in the way of you trying to pull yourself up and earn an honest living.
And this other plaintiff, her name is Amanda. Tell me a little bit about her.
Sure. So Amanda Spillane is from Philadelphia. She also struggled with substance abuse at a young age.
Well, I had depression and anxiety, and I started doing drugs to self-medicate it. And, you know, that led me to get into trouble, hang out with the wrong people, and end up in prison.
She was convicted of several crimes, which were felonies, including robbery, simple assault, a DUI, use and possession of drug paraphernalia, thefts, and burglaries.
You know, there's also an irony here in that, you know, some people learn this skill, and in fact, this class is offered in prison.
Right. I talked to Amanda, and she told me she went to cosmetology school before she went to prison. She then told me that she learned some skills in prison.
They actually offered it, so I thought that I could get a job doing it.
she actually physically went to Harrisburg with her father to try to make an appeal.
So I brought all my certificates of rehabilitation that I did, letters of recommendation from the school and people I know, and they just wanted more. They didn't think it was enough.
What does the board say about this requirement?
Well, they wouldn't say because this is a pending lawsuit, but I did talk to a former cosmetology board member, Agnia Carter-Shabazz. She says that licensing essentially is important because it protects the public, keeps everyone safe, especially when dealing with your scalp and cleanliness and things like that. But she also says that...
And sometimes doing that, you can deny qualified people for reasons that may be entirely unrelated to the responsibilities of the job. So it doesn't work.
So that's sort of the conclusion that the governor's office drew, too.
So a statement from a spokesperson from Wolf's office says requiring a government license to work in certain jobs helps to keep us all safe, but those requirements should be fair. And it goes on to say our work continues to cut the red tape, reduce the bureaucracy, and ensure overly burdensome rules and fees do not block hardworking people.
So it sounds like they're open to changing this requirement or pushing for some kind of change, and they recognize that there is a barrier here.
Correct.
So other than the lawsuit, what are Courtney and Amanda doing right now?
Sure. So Courtney right now is a stay-at-home mom.
I changed my life around, and I became an active, you know, member of society, and you still get, you know, shamed on.
And Amanda is working as a waitress at a steakhouse.
I mean, it would just change my life, you know. I don't want to have to struggle and rely on the state to pay for my health insurance and, you know, getting food stamps. And I just want to be self-sufficient, be able to take care of myself and not have to rely on anybody else.
Trinae, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much, Trinae.
Thanks for having me, guys.
That's it for the show. The Why is produced by Annette John Hall
and Shai Benyako.
We had help on this episode from Kelsey Hansen.
Follow us on Twitter.
I'm at Shai Benyakov.
And I'm at Annette J.H.
Subscribe to the podcast.
And leave us a review.
We'll be back tomorrow.